KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Henson of the Check of Sports. In sports, when Kirk Ferentz was introduced as Hayden Fry's replacement in Iowa in December of 1998, he said a 20-year run would be a storybook ending. As he enters his third decade at the helm, there is no end in sight, and he's getting his Hawkeyes ready for the New Year's Day Outback Bowl against 18th-ranked Mississippi State. And Ferentz says he's never focused on the long term.
My deal's always been try to do the best job I could wherever I was at and enjoy the day, and then most importantly enjoy the people I'm around. So, you know, for this thing to be here 20 years later, I feel really fortunate that I'm in a great place with great people. That's been a common thread regardless of the 80s right on through now till today, and fortunate that I really enjoy what I do. I still enjoy it, love it, love every day of it. And there's a certain percentage you don't always enjoy, but for the most part, it's a pretty good deal. So really happy about that, and we get a chance to go play another game, so can't beat that.
And Iowa State hopes to rely on balance when the Cyclones play 13th-ranked Washington State in Friday's Alamo Bowl. Freshman quarterback Brock Purdy can rely on 1,000-yard rusher David Montgomery and 1,000-yard receiver Hakeem Butler.
You know, they're two young men that certainly have kind of guided a young freshman quarterback, you know, from the middle of the season on. And, you know, they're two guys that have unique leadership ability as well as talent.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says Montgomery and Butler have raised their level of play.
Those two have played the best when we needed them the most to kind of usher in a really young quarterback in terms of giving our football team the best opportunity to have success.
In the NFL, Dwayne Harris returned a punt 99 yards for a touchdown after Denver failed to down it, and the Raiders gave their fans plenty to celebrate in their possible final game at Oakland by beating the Broncos 27-14 last night. The Raiders are 4-11 on the season, are set to move to Las Vegas in 2020, and have no lease for next year. With Oakland officials having sued the team over the move, the Raiders are looking into other options for 2019, including AT&T Park in San Francisco. A decision is expected before the Super Bowl, but many of the diehard fans came out for last night's game knowing it could be the last NFL game ever in the stadium that opened in 1966. It's been almost that long since the Broncos have gone back-to-back seasons with losing records, having last done it in 1971 and 72. After going 5-11 in Coach Vance Joseph's first season, Denver has done little better in year two, and general manager John Elway could be ready to make a change after the season. The Broncos opened the month with playoff aspirations, but three straight losses to teams that entered the game with losing records ended those hopes. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is sticking around through the 2021 season after signing a three-year contract extension. Carroll was first approached about an extension last week and finished the deal on Monday. The contract will take Carroll through his 70th birthday in September of 2021. Carroll is in his ninth season as Seattle's coach and clinched his seventh playoff berth with Sunday's victory over Kansas City. He is 97-59-1 overall in his tenure and led the Seahawks to a pair of Super Bowl appearances, winning the franchise's only championship after the 2013 season. There was some question about the direction of the franchise following the death of owner Paul Allen in October, but Carroll says he's in great shape and is appreciative of how he's been treated by the organization since his arrival. The Tennessee Titans have placed four-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jarrell Casey on injured reserve. Their second defensive starter lost for the season in as many weeks. They also signed quarterback Austin Davis, with Marcus Mariota recovering from his second stinger of the season affecting his throwing arm. Davis spent 2 weeks on the Titans' active roster earlier this season. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Washington Redskins have released safety J.D. Swearinger. Swearinger, early in the day, told a radio station in Washington, D.C. he'd been cut with one game remaining in the regular season. He said that Redskins coach Jay Gruden did not give him an explanation for the move. Swearinger has been critical of the team. Washington Redskins are 7-8 on their season. San Francisco 49ers running back Matt Breida and receiver Dante Pettis will miss the season finale with injuries. Coach Kyle Shanahan said Breida will be sidelined by an ankle injury and Pettis is out with a knee injury. As Atlanta prepares to host the Super Bowl, murals highlighting the city's civil rights and social justice legacy are going up on walls near the downtown stadium where the game will be played. The murals are part of an initiative called Off the Wall, Atlanta's Civil Rights and Social Justice Journey. It's a collaboration between arts advocacy group Wonder Root and the Super Bowl host committee. 11 artists were selected to paint roughly 30 murals. They drew inspiration for their designs from community conversations held in the neighborhoods where the murals are being installed. The initiative was timed to coincide with the Super Bowl on February 3rd, but the murals are meant to be lasting public works of arts for Atlanta residents to enjoy after the football fans have left. In top 25 college football action, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney said that star defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence and two other players failed NCAA tests for performance-enhancing drugs and might not play in the Cotton Bowl against number 3 Notre Dame. Swinney said at a news conference Monday at AT&T Stadium that the NCAA informed Clemson trace amounts of Ostarine were found in samples given by Lawrence, reserve offensive tackle Zach Gyla, and freshman tight end Braden Galloway. Ostarine is known as Enobarsum is used to treat osteoporosis, but it can also act like an anabolic steroid. Alabama has suspended starting left guard Deontay Brown and two other players from the Orange Bowl for violating specific unspecified team rules. Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban said in a statement that Brown, tight end Kendrick James, and offensive lineman Elliott Baker didn't make the trip to Miami on Monday. Top-ranked Alabama faces Oklahoma Saturday night in the college football playoff semifinal game. Saban didn't indicate the duration of the suspensions or whether they might extend to the national championship game if Alabama wins. Brown replaced Lester Cotton as the starter in midseason. He's been dealing with a turf toe injury. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.